From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Now your letters, and we begin with a correction. Yesterday, we aired a story on General Motors in its heyday. The piece featured a montage of GM-inspired songs, and in that montage, we included this.
That, of course, is Little Deuce Coupe by the Beach Boys. But as many of you pointed out, it had no business in a General Motors montage. Bud Johnson of Ithaca, New York writes, Little Deuce Coupe refers to a 1932 Ford V8 Roadster, not a GM product. Nice try, anyway. And Mr. Johnson continues, clearly the Beach Boys had the All Things Considered staff in mind when they wrote, it's my Little Deuce Coupe, you don't know what I've got.
Our coverage of last week's Senate Armed Services Committee report on the use of harsh interrogation techniques elicited many responses. Most of them were critical of the Bush administration and its interrogation policies. Some of you also took issue with our choice of words. Sarah Howland of Pensacola, Florida writes, I listened to your show yesterday, and waterboarding was consistently referred to as harsh interrogation techniques. Waterboarding is torture and has been classified as torture for many, many years now, and calling it harsh or enhanced interrogation is nothing more than using euphemisms for something that is vile, inhumane, and illegal. Call it what it is, please.
Finally, we got lots of mail in response to David Shaper's piece on Chicago's Talk Like Shakespeare Day.
I would like to have my beef-witted colleagues support the barnacle-bladdered boar pig ordinance that I have presented today.
Annette Hook of Lexington, Kentucky writes, what a fun story and what a fun idea. It was great listening to the folks from Chicago who participated for your story. With all that is serious in the world, thank you for sharing the fun things in life that make us smile.
Well, those folks from Chicago, imitating the bard, also inspired many of you to try the same. Miriam Phillips of Los Angeles writes, oh, sweet sounds of Shakespeare and syllables of yore that fill the air. Thank ye, good folk of NPR. Though news be fresh, it rarely freshening be. Thanks for that fresh air from Windy City.
Nella, and thanks to all of you for the verse. Even if iambic pentameter is not your thing, we still want to hear from you. Just go to npr.org and click on Contact Us. And please don't forget to tell us where you're from and how to pronounce ye name.